The 14 groups sent a letter to the sponsors and co-sponsors of the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014, expressing their strong opposition to the act, which they claim would halt the EPA's efforts to protect Bristol Bay from the proposed pebble mine. Scott Haidt is the director of the Sportsman's Alliance for Alaska. He says it seems unlikely that the act would make it through the process in Washington, D.C., considering the gridlock that has plagued Congress.
The fact is this bill was introduced, and part of the bill is written specifically on the press release. If you read the press release when this bill was introduced, you know, it says the Regulatory Fairness Act would also prevent the agency, meaning the EPA, from preemptively vetoing Clean Water Act permits in the case of the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, Alaska. Clearly, this was something that was written with the intent to derail EPA's work to that could hopefully lead to the protection of Bristol Bay.
Earlier this year, the EPA announced it was starting the process to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to essentially veto the dredge and fill permits that developers of the proposed Pebble Mine would need to go forward. The agency is taking that step before the Pebble Limited Partnership puts forward their mining plan and before they start the NEPA permitting process by filing for state and federal permits. As written, the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 would eliminate the ability for the EPA to use its 404C veto authority preemptively. The opposition letter to the act that was sent to the sponsors and co-sponsors was signed by representatives from 14 organizations, including the American Fly Fishing Trade Association, the Berkeley Conservation Institute, the Dallas Safari Club, the International Federation of Fly Fishers, and the National Wildlife Federation. Scott Haidt says those groups oppose the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 specifically because they want to protect the Bristol Bay region.
Hunters and anglers from across the country and across the political spectrum believe that Alaska is an incredible destination. I mean, hundreds of thousands of hunters and anglers travel from outside the state of Alaska to enjoy what Alaska has to offer every year. So, I mean, this is a global destination, and Bristol Bay is widely regarded as the best of the best. So when these organizations see that a place like Bristol Bay, which is pretty close to peerless when you're talking about, you know, global sport fishing and hunting destinations, is under a potential threat as serious as something like Pebble, they took interest and they became engaged.
In the letter, the sportsmen and conservation groups claim that stopping the Pebble Mine is one of the top priorities for the sportsmen community across the United States. They go on to cite the potential harm a mine the size of the proposed Pebble Mine would have on Bristol Bay's world-famous salmon fishery, which they claim has a worldwide economic impact of $1.5 billion a year. The Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 was introduced by U.S. Senators Joe Manchin from West Virginia and David Vitter from Louisiana, and since being introduced, the act has picked up some powerful co-sponsors, including Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Haidt says the goal of the letter was to let those senators know that the proposed legislation runs contrary to the feelings of many of their constituents.
Sportsmen care about a place like Bristol Bay. I believe that, you know, the senators who are on there, they either they're sportsmen or sportswomen themselves, or they certainly represent lots of people who like to fish and hunt. So, you know, it's just something that we want to make sure that they are aware that sportsmen feel this way about Bristol Bay.
The Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 has been referred to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. However, the committee has not yet taken up the bill. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.